look at something that just, I know that the DD is now staying with the Whitmores, and my understanding is that she is homeless. I think everyone knows that. If not, we need to be certainly praying for her. So this caused me last week when I was unable to attend, sort of to look into this whole issue of homelessness, because it affects our type of congregation to a greater degree than a quote-unquote normal congregation, whatever that is. But suffice to say, we know people. Pam, you know of someone who is homeless. We know of someone, and now it has hit our church family. So I really started to delve into what does that mean, and this happening in our congregation, what should our response to it be? And really found some very fascinating stuff. So that's going to be what the Sunday School is today. And the cool thing is it's tying in with everything that we've been talking about. Anna, I know you've been here every Sunday. But we've really been talking about legacy. We've been talking about transformation. That was sort of last year. Moving on to legacy, sort of thinking about the fact that next year, Bartimaeus will be celebrating a rather significant anniversary, 60 years, which is a diamond jubilee. I mean, that's, how many churches do you know that can say that? So that being significant, really sort of wanting to look into not only what that means looking back, but what does it mean moving forward? And so that's sort of just the introduction. We're going to watch a video. So delighted that the children are able to be with us for Sunday School today.
Awesome.
All right, good. Let's launch into it.
We are not individuals on an island, and we do not pick ourselves up by the bootstraps. We desperately need each other. Our mission is to the chronically homeless. These are the folks that we love the most.
What's your name? Mike.
Mike, I'm out. Years ago, when we started the food truck operation, going out and feeding people, we had no clue who the homeless were.
Hey, brother. Y'all need some food? There we go, right here.
Oh, good man.
We began to learn that the single greatest cause of homelessness is a profound, catastrophic loss of family. When we bought our first RV to lift one guy up off the streets, we were clueless. As we just said yes to these little calls, the Lord equipped us to do what it is that we're doing better and better and better. And out of that stemmed the Community First Village. It has been simply amazing to me the depth and breadth of community support that this vision has had. Here, we have built an RV park on steroids to lift chronically homeless men and women up off the streets. 140 microhomes designed by some of the most gifted architects in the world, and an RV park of 100 RVs. Providing palliative relief to men and women who are in a state of suffering that you can't fathom. People that are battling addictions, mental health issues, loss of jobs. They come into this village, they settle, they begin to cultivate, and they start caring. Incredibly, our friends that are moving into the village, they are now feeding their neighbors that are stranded on the street corner. It's transformative.
It is a place where you comfort, refuge, and rest, come settle your soul, find health and happiness. May this house be more than a safe place to live. May it be your sanctuary, your safe haven. May it be your mission.
Thank you.
What impact will this have? How will this echo throughout eternity?
That people are coming to join us. I really wanted everyone to be able to see that. But that was Alan Graham. He is the founder of an organization called Lozen Fishes, Mobile Lozen Fishes, because he felt it, he's calling really home. Homeless. Hello, come on in. What, did y'all have a little bit of transportation challenges today? Yeah. Always waiting for everybody to join us. Mobile Lozen Fishes really was meant to go out and minister to the homeless where they were at. And based upon that, we came up with a really, what I consider, it's a mind-blowing to the adventure, which you saw, because it's coming to fruition. Called Community First. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
So well.
Yeah.
What's it?
Yeah.
Technical difficulties?
Yeah.
Today.
Hey. Yeah. What have you been doing?
We're, Michael, we're starting to talk about Mobile Lozen Fishes. Ellen Grant. This
okay.
Box.
Okay.
And he then built upon that. And coming up with actually building a community. Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Hey.
How you doing, Clark?
Good.
And it really, it actually is, here in Austin, is John with you? Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Do you need to hand out some other handouts?
Yeah, I forgot to do it earlier.
Oh, who's in need of handouts? These spots were like on. All right. Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody else? Right. Look at the cool thing about Alan. The gentleman that you saw in the video, he actually gave up a high-powered career as a real estate developer just in order to pursue this ministry to the homeless. Not so much, you know, Mobile Fishes and Lowe's would go out to the homeless and it would actually, you know, hand out food and so forth. But this is something totally different. What he wanted to do was he wanted to build a community in which everyone could live together. How awesome is that? And there's so many people and families affected by disability. Hey, how you
hey,
doing?
Hi.
Jim Miller and 30.
Yeah.
And this, obviously, the homeless man, I watched him walk across the street.
Yeah.
And his jeans were almost going to fall completely. His shoes were covered with slime. And he had a coat and everything. I'm thinking, my God in heaven, how can they make it?
It's a big challenge.
Michelle.
Right, I mean, she's still dealing with this. But he was really looking at this and thinking, you know, your first response is to give him something, give him something to drink.
Yeah.
And we've even tried to do that ourselves.
Yeah.
But it's really a longer term challenge.
Yeah.
With a more involved solution.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if we're talking about, that didn't sound good. Is everything okay?
Everything okay.
Okay.
It's Kevin filming.
Oh, okay. But I want to just take a look into these scriptures. Of course, this Bible study. Oh, there's Alan. There's Alan Graham.
Uh-huh.
Just the coolest thing when you hear that someone who could have been making millions of dollars elsewhere gives it all up to do what he felt the Lord had called him to do. That is humbling and amazing to me. Now, today, the scripture, of course, is my fave, and for all of you who know me, what might that scripture be? So I talk about it all the time. Oh, that's a good one, but that's not the one I talk about as much.
How you doing, Drew?
Hey, Kelvin.
Hey,
buddy.
Hey,
yeah. You've got the power chair back. Yeah. And it's got a footrest.
No, they keep falling. It will keep falling. Oh. Keep it, keep falling.
Well, for now, it's there. We'll take it.
No, it needs
And come on in here, awesome. Come on down.
You don't look like Drew Carey.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're happy for that.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said. You don't look like Drew Carey. What a great compliment that you. I feel like happy. Moving right along. Today's scripture, okay, I know we're all sort of coming in by dribs and drabs, but we're blessed that you're all here. We are talking about, a new thing, a new thing springing forth. I'm just so excited about it. But my life verse has basically been, and you're probably like, yeah, here we go again, but this truly is amazing. Isaiah 43:18 and 19, would anybody like to read it? Come on now. Usually Don jumps in, but he's done this. Someone else wants to read it? Can you read it? I know it's hard to read it. Anna, are you? Okay.
Isaiah 43:18 and 19.
Yes.
Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up, do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland.
Yes, thank you. I love that. I love that verse. It's so hopeful. Forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. I'm doing a new thing. I'm doing a new thing. Now, 2018, the year that we are approaching quickly within, I think we have 50 days left, in fact, isn't today. Mark Bartimaeus Baptist Temple, 60th year. What? How amazing. And our 10th. This will be our 10th, 11 and I being here. And what I've learned in the 10 years that I've been here is that God's solutions are always way better than mine. Has anyone else figured that out?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're way, way ahead of me on that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Which is why I'm absolutely delighted that our awesome God saw fit to reveal to me something that I believe is really an answer to somebody. And therefore, prayerfully to us. Now that's the book with a capital B. But we want to look also at the book. I want to see what's up here. Hey, come on in. This is an awesome book, and again, is Dee Dee?
She connected us with a friend, and
oh, okay.
That's all we did.
Oh, I didn't know where she was. That's good.
She didn't know if we would go that far to pick her up, or something like that.
What I heard part of it was she didn't bring a change of clothes.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, one more time, she's not here, but I know that as I was discussing, you know, sort of her situation as a being in transition herself now, I really started asking more questions. And because I myself wasn't able to be here last Sunday. Had more time. Boy, I had missed Sundays, but every Sunday that I'm not here, I seem to find out something amazing. It's like the Lord's like, well, good, now I need to have a little bit of time for me. And this is a book written by Alan Graham, who we talked about. But the title of Welcome Homeless, although the last is crossed out, as you'll see, because he's wanting people to be welcome home. One man's journey of discovering the meaning of home. And Alan's revolutionary idea really takes us back to the book of Genesis. You know, it's an idyllic picture, right? So what's happening in Genesis? What is happening in the book of Genesis? I figure y'all got at least through the first page of the Bible. Even if you didn't make it to the end, I hope you made it through the first page.
The word Genesis means beginning, so it's the start of a lot of different things.
So sort of just like, Don, I know you're very helpful. I'm hoping maybe you will allow some of that
opportunity.
No. You're always, I can always count on you to step right in. What happened? What happened in the book of Genesis?
Lots of stuff.
Well, in the very beginning. In the beginning.
Well, sin came into the world.
How did that
happen? God created, you know, Adam. They had fellowship together. And
walked in the garden, right?
And then he created a woman.
And then he didn't want him to be alone, right?
Right. And they, you know, were doing good, but God told them that they must not, you know, they can eat of
anything
trees,
you want,
but there was
not this one tree.
One tree of the knowledge of
sin. What they do?
If they eat that, they will surely die.
And what happened?
The
one tree was just way too tempting.
Yeah.
So they screwed up. I mean, the bottom line is, they screwed up. And the whole rest of the Bible, up to the present day, and what is coming in the Revelation and all of that. And we're trying to get back there. Mm-hmm. Right? We're trying to be restored. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get back there ever since. Mm-hmm. Because what it creates in us, this loss, is a deep yearning in our hearts. It's in our hearts that we want to be home. Right? Mm-hmm. We want to go home. Mm-hmm. I mean, even Dorothy wanted to go home.
Yes.
You know, and I mean, that's very secular, not a very good example. Mm-hmm. But it's the deep yearning in our hearts. And that's, of course, we have had many people, even in the 10 years that we've been here, head home. And we're happy for the people that have head home.
Yeah.
And yet we're here, and I don't necessarily think the Lord wants us to wait until we get home.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we here just to suffer and then die and then go home? I think it's more, there's more of an opportunity, and this is why this is so delightful for me and so wonderful to share it with you. Because we do have an opportunity in the land of the living to have something that will have an eternity as Christians were promised. But it's relationship, that word, there it is. What a concept, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we start here building those kind of relationships that we're going to have in the future? But the way to do it is to really, a lot of the efforts, and they're well-meaning efforts to help the homeless, is to, you know, give them stuff. I mean, we've been through this. We've been through this with different efforts that we've tried on our own. And really, there's something also Okay, the Lord gave Adam everything he needed. Mm-hmm. And everything he needed was in the garden. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Food and, you know, whatever they needed. But he gave them something else. What else did he give them?
Companionship.
I'm sorry? Companionship. He gave them companionship. But something else.
You talking about the F word?
Not sure what F word you're talking about.
Free will.
Oh, you gave me free will. Before Eve came on the scene, Adam was doing something, right? John. No, this is a good thing. He was doing something good. He was given a task, a purpose. What was it?
Name the
animals. Oh, I think I know.
Take care of
the C word. You want the C word. Cultivate the garden.
Well, yeah. Fall farming or cultivating. But working. Mm-hmm. He was given work. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing, and again, we don't have time to watch some of the longer videos about this particular project because that's our focus today. But it's not just giving people a place to live. You have a job. You work. You don't necessarily work. You work to the best of your ability. And he does explain, and his understanding is, you know, what we think of work, like 9 to 5, go to the office. He says, you know, for a lot of these people, the normal W-2 type of work is not going to work for them. So they're given other opportunities, which is so awesome because it's in the context of this community. So what does that look like? What does that look like? Do I have a video? It's really combining two things. It's more than just houses. It's more than just throwing a team for a sandwich and so on. It's really building community and purpose into people's lives. And it really has the opportunity to combine two things we've been talking about. Transformation, right? Mm-hmm. And legacy. And then as I was writing that, I was like, and a new legacy of transformation. This is so beautiful because this ties it all together. To create something like a lasting legacy. We're talking about legacy, and of course, we've looked back for legacy. We've looked back to the founders of Bartimaeus, right? And then we looked a little further back to people who were, you know, before we were a country. And then we went way, way back last time for Martin Luther. It was 500 years ago. And that's all great, and that's all we've built on that. The Lord has built on that. But I want us to see it going forward and building a new legacy. So what's the takeaway today? I don't know, I'm just wacky enough to think. How cool would it be if we built one of these communities here in Dallas?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's right in Austin. The guy's just down the street.
There is one small one down
there. There is a tiny house.
No, there's several now.
Yes, several now.
Down there by the soup kitchen where it's used for.
Mm-hmm. There's already tiny houses and stuff there.
Yeah, they're starting it. And it's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. And then it works for 2 years now.
They're still.
Oh, that's my phone. I don't know. I wasn't aware of that. I know that there is a tiny home village geared towards veterans.
Yeah. I don't know if it's geared towards veterans or just a soup kitchen people down there. Because there's quite a large homeless section right there.
I mean, this, what he's talking about is like a large area of land.
Yeah, that would be good.
Homes.
But you would have
freestanding homes.
Where would you get that kind of land that you went outside the center of the limits?
You would have to go ways out.
That's a few bucks, yeah.
And I'm wondering how he found, I think, whatever amount of acreage that he had. I think he said it in Austin, or did he have to go for it?
Mm-hmm.
Because the fact is, I mean, you know, I know Barbara, you've been looking for a house, and you have to go out because there's not a lot available. In Dallas, you have to go further out. But Texas is a big place. I don't know. I'm just crazy enough to think.
It's a good idea.
That would be an awesome thing.
Yes, it would.
And I sort of want to think about this in the future. It's just something that really the only solution to chronic homelessness is having a home. It's having a home and a community of people. Because as they were saying in the video, catastrophic loss of family causes homelessness more than anything else. Because your support network is taken away. And then it's you and nobody else. And I mean, we do a fabulous job of helping people stepping in. This is the possibility, just from what I'm understanding, to solve it on a longer lasting basis, on a more sustainable basis. And if that's so, I'm all for it. I am absolutely all for it. So I know we need to move on, and that was pretty much all I wanted to share today. Anybody have any thoughts on that? Just very easily close it up and move on with a prayer.
I just have a question about the project. Is that for specific? I mean, is that for primarily individuals, or is it
primarily individuals?
Okay. I don't know if it was something that they would also do families and stuff. As
it appears that it was focused on individuals. But a lot of those individuals, and there are tons of YouTube videos, and they do tend to, though not everybody with a disability is homeless, a lot of people who are homeless are dealing with disability.
Yes.
And that tends to be, you know, one aspect that you see.
There's low self-esteem on their part, it's not taking their medication, it's a lot of issues that goes on. And then once you start getting back on their medication, they get social security or whatever, disability, and they don't want to spend the money on the rent. So that's 99% of the time it's of their own fault for being homeless, but yet to get them on the right track, they've got to be willing to accept the new way, I guess, is a nice way of saying that.
Well, and it's not just one size fits all, which is cool about this program. I mean, we didn't have time to watch the really long video, but they have campers, which we all know. That's one aspect. It's more like an RV park, part of it. Part of it's almost like a tent. And then some others are like tiny houses.
Yeah,
so there's a range of different opportunities, but even the tiny houses, which are cool. Have you ever seen like the houses of everybody?
They're cute.
I think they're just awesome.
I guess to myself all by myself.
It, like $250 a month, not bad, right? Free up money. So I don't know, I'm just looking upon this because, you know, just having been here just 10 years, which is a drop in the bucket to what most of you have all been here for. I mean, you just wrestle with these issues that appear unsolvable, that when something comes along that has a ray of hope that this could be a solution possibly, it's very encouraging to me. I hope it is to you as well, and I hope we continue to talk about it, but just delighted to share with you today. But I'm just going to wrap up with a prayer, and then we're going to move along because Pastor's preaching today. Heavenly Father, we're so delighted to have the opportunity to look forward to those new things that are springing up and not just always be dealing with problems which just don't appear unsolvable. because you want us to work through these with us. You want us to have a relationship, not just with you, but with each other. We want to be all working together towards the common goal of creating that sense of home and sense of purpose that can be missing for so many. Even people that have all may feel disconnected. So just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to continue to press forward towards better solutions in the future to some of the most chronic issues that we face. And we press forward boldly, with boldness and confident access through faith in you, as it says in Ephesians. Mm-hmm. We praise you and thank you, Lord, for that in the holy name of Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.